We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Doc Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating. Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Richardson, another open three. Good.
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are
champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Hey to everybody joining us across OSN, whether it's on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, one of our great affiliate stations, maybe on the GoDucks Game Day app or the TuneIn app. Thanks for joining us. We're going to take a lot of your questions today. Well, I know that there has been a lot going on since we last talked on Friday. Scott and I talked about it, that we made it through the entire first week of the show. I think Scott and I only messed up like three things, which is a huge win.
That's pretty good
for us.
Pretty
That's good. A great win for us. And then, of course, as you can imagine, with the landscape and the news cycle as it is now, a lot has happened since we last talked to you on Friday. So we're going to go through all of that on the show today. Also of note, the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen, is going to join us for the first time since our new season of Duck Insider began. And I do want to say that we'll take your Facebook comments and questions, your YouTube comments and questions, and I'm keeping track of the Twitter stream as best I can. And Jerry and I will kind of unpack everything. He's going to join us in about 10 minutes as we get the show rolling here. Look, there has been a lot of noise out there, and when there is an official word, we'll have it for you for sure on Duck Insider, and I'm sure that you'll see these official words. I know that a lot of people are wondering about all the different reports about football in the fall season and what's going to happen. And like I said, things move awful fast in this landscape. So obviously with our connection being sitting here wearing O's on our chest inside of the Casanova Center doing the show, I think that it's safe to say that things move a lot faster than we can even handle, which is crazy, to be honest. I don't want to dwell on reports that may have inaccuracies, but I do want to answer questions as best I can within our, framework, maybe is the best way to say it, here on the show. At the end of the day, all of these decisions, and we've been talking about this with Rob Mullins on Friday, what Commissioner Larry Scott said, and really what everybody around college football and college sports has said, that all of these decisions are going to be made with student-athlete safety in mind. The student-athlete safety is going to be the most paramount thing, and that's just the right way that it should be, right? I think that that just makes sense. It should be like that. And so as all of this noise continues, we're all going to find out what the decision is. But it's, again, going to be about the safety of student-athletes. And that's the bottom line. And that's what it should be about. And I think that there's going to be a lot of debate about this. Obviously, we've seen a lot of it over the last 24 hours. And really, we've seen a lot of this even dating back to March. But the safety of the student-athletes, the coaches, and the staff is going to be the paramount of the decision. So I don't want to get into too much of the back and forth and the minutia of it. I know a lot of people have questions. I think that we answered a lot of them on Friday with Athletic Director Rob Mullins in terms of some of the potentials and what things could look like. And I don't know. When there is an official announcement, we'll have it for you. Now, I will outline a little bit, though, of kind of what's been going on, because many of you have seen it. Like I said, there's a lot of noise around the college sports landscape right now. And I think that it's important to note what some of the commissioners have said about all the reports and what's going on. So the SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey did tweet out today, and we're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, so things move very quickly. And I want to point out this was sent at 11:21 a.m. And on a day like today, that already feels like it was 4 days ago. Greg Sankey said, "Best advice I've received since COVID-19. Again, this is the SEC commissioner. Be patient, take time when making decisions. This is all new, and you'll gain better information each day. SEC has been deliberate at each step since March, slowed return to practice, delayed first game to respect start of fall semester." He continued the second tweet, "Developed testing protocols. We know concerns remain. We have never had a football season in a COVID-19 environment. Can we play? I don't know. We haven't stopped trying. We support, educate, and care for student-athletes every day, and we'll continue to do so every day." I just thought that was well said by the SEC commissioner, and I wanted to highlight it on the show today because I think that he echoes what a lot of us are feeling with the anxiousness, and there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of different things that are going through people's minds right now, and there's anxiety because there's so many unknowns. And frankly, the people that are now going to be making these decisions are ones that also have to deal with so many of the unknowns. I don't envy those people. These are big decisions that are really, really, really hard. And this is great from Billy. "Possibly no Oregon football, but safety comes first, and that's understandable." Exactly. Does it suck? 100%. Does all of this just make everybody a little sad, and we can distract ourselves as much as we want, like we tend to do occasionally on the show? And I mean this in the best way possible. Because I said last week, sort of tongue-in-cheek, right, that I'm going to have some positivity. We're going to talk about the college football schedule. We're going to just will it into existence, if you will, on the show. And everybody who knows me, Scott included, knows that I am a pessimist. I like to say that I'm a realist, but everybody calls me a pessimist, even though I think I'm just a realist. So let's – no, you don't need to respond to that.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm a realist. And I think a lot of people take it as pessimism. In all seriousness, though, it does stink that even all this noise is out there right now. It stinks that we didn't get to see the Oregon women's basketball team probably win a national championship. It stinks that we didn't get to see Peyton Pritchard just go off in the NCAA tournament again. It stinks that we didn't get to see the opening of Hayward Field, and the Oregon track and field athletes have an amazing spring campaign. It stinks that we didn't get to see what the likes of the tennis teams and golf teams and acrobatics and tumbling teams would be up to. We didn't get to see the start of spring soccer. We didn't get to see lacrosse. The list goes on and on. And this is obviously Duck Insider, so I'm going to just stick to the Duck sports. There's no doubt that all of that stinks. And maybe the worst part about all of this is that the student athletes are the ones that I think in the end we can all agree we feel the most sorry for. All those spring athletes that, particularly the seniors, that lost that senior season. And particularly now as there's so much noise around what's going to happen in the fall. And at the end of the day, safety has to be the number one priority. And that is the case. You've seen a lot of Big Ten coaches talking today and coaches around all of the sporting landscape talking today about what things are going to look like. We still don't know for sure. Decisions are going to be made. Conversations are going to be had over the next few days. And when there's an official announcement, we'll tell you about it. We'll tell you what it means. And look, as I sit here on a Monday, I was hoping that today was going to be the day that we would talk to Jerry and see what he was up to, his thoughts on the schedule. He also did some great interviews over the summer with Scott, the Great Moments, Great Ducks that we've been talking about. We're going to talk about all of that over the course of the show today. But again, I come back to it's all unfortunate. We all know that. There's just so much noise going on, and we don't have a lot of decisions to tell you about officially yet, and I don't want to dwell on a lot of reports that could have inaccuracies, but many of you, I think, are processing it just like I am, just like Scott is, just like Jerry is, who we're going to talk to in just a little while. When there's an official announcement, we'll have it for you, and I know a lot of people are going to have a lot of questions, myself included, frankly, because we don't know what things are going to look like tomorrow, because at the end of the day, I didn't even know what things were going to look like this morning when I got out of bed. And then it was 10 o'clock and things looked way different. Then it was 11 o'clock and things looked way different. And now we're on the air live in the 1 o'clock hour, and I still don't really know what's to come in the next half hour. So we're going to get through it together. Take some of your Facebook comments and questions, your YouTube comments and questions. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I see that Jerry has joined us live from his own version of the Quack Cave. I have multiple questions about what's on the wall in the background. We're going to talk to Jerry about that coming up. Inside the Country Financial Studio, more Duck Insider after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out. This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you inside the Country Financial Studio. And today's show is brought to you by North Fork Public House. Open for dine-in and takeout, NorthForkEugene.com. So, you know, I chose to plug our friends at North Fork there for good reason. Because the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen, is joining us. He's live from his own version of the Quack Cave. Jerry's here. You can see him all on the TV to my left. Jerry, you've never looked better on the TV screen. Well done.
Thank you. When you get to be my age, you take every compliment you can get, even if it's not a compliment. And I know why you mentioned North Fork, because I owe you dinner there. That's why you brought it up.
Good. I'm glad that we're on the same page.
Yes.
We're on the same page. Hey, Jerry, you know, they're open for takeout, and you could just get some takeout for me.
Oh, no, it's got to be a face-to-face. No, we need to have dinner together. Jorgie's got to be there. Okay.
I don't want to have dinner with you.
I'll wear a mask.
Well, that might be okay then. I'd only see half of his face.
Oh, no, I'll wear a full face mask.
Oh, good, good. The ski mask approach.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, Jerry. I mean, it's a weird time that we're living in right now. So let me start with this. You look good. Family's good. Everybody's healthy during this new normal.
Yeah, healthy and as good as you can be when you're bored silly and want so many things you want to do and can't, and have high hopes and dreams for what might be ahead, but it might not be. So yeah, we're. You know, we're making – I have no complaints. Are there people in this country, in this world, that are a whole lot worse off than we are, Joey?
There's no doubt about that. I feel pretty fortunate to be sitting where I'm sitting right now. Okay, let's begin with what have you been up to? I mean, you've been doing this, Jerry, for 34 years now. This will be the 34th season for you in the booth. So what does the voice of the Ducks do when there's no sports going on? Do you find yourself going back and listening to yourself over again? Because I actually have a funny story to tell you, because that's what I did a lot of over this quarantine.
You know, I've actually done that. What I've found myself doing, which I didn't do for most of that 34 years, and you'll look back on it one day too, and I hope you'll take this as maybe a little hint of how to handle maybe what I didn't. And that's been more family time. Mm. That's what I have done. I've got 10 grandchildren who live here, 2 great-grandchildren. My dad's still in Grants Pass, brothers, sisters. So we've been trying to connect. Now, we haven't been spending a lot of FaceTime together because they're teenagers and families, and we want them to do whatever they want to do. But I'm more aware of my wife. Spending more time with her, more honeydews, you know, a lot of looking at photo albums. Hey, you know, you got to do those things, you know? And so that's what I've been doing.
Good. Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I think
we made cookies last night.
Okay. Is that an odd thing for you to do?
Well, I eat them a lot, but I don't normally make them. The only problem is my wife's a really kind of a health nut, so she makes them with whole wheat flour, which is like, but so, but there's a lot of chocolate chips in them, so I eat them.
You know, we didn't take long for Jerry to get to food. Funny how that happens.
Yep.
I brought up dinner first. That was kind of my fault. Well, no, that's great, Jerry. I'm glad that you've been able to spend some time doing that. I know that's pretty darn important. So I got to say, before we get to some of the meat and potatoes of this and what we're going to talk to Jerry about here. As many of you know, we did a lot of classic broadcasts, as a lot of people did around the sporting landscape, really professional and college. So that was a fun project for me. We did 23 classic broadcasts. So I listened to more of Jerry, Jorgie, and Terry, and unfortunately myself, than I probably had done in that period of time. I spent like a month putting all of these things together. Jerry, I gotta say, so we did games from the last 11 seasons. Jerry and Jorgie and Jerry and then you throw in Terry. Maybe sometimes it was Terry, Jerry, Jorgie. The reason I say all these names is because I found myself saying all of the same things that you guys did, and I didn't even know it. And there were times that even a 10-year-old broadcast, I said things that were like a Jerry Allenism. And I did not know that I had picked up quite that much from those three. I think maybe fans picked up on it before I did. And so I have a funny story about this, Jerry. We played the Rose Bowl against Wisconsin, popularly known as the Russell Wilson game. And there's a line that Jorgie says, and Jorgie has said this a few times since, where many of you have probably heard Jorgie do analysis. He's very thorough. But he also is very, very good at interrupting Jerry right at the right time. Jerry's laughing about this. Scott maybe remembers this line. So Jerry's in the middle of calling a play, and, you know, this wasn't one of Jerry's lines of, like, it's a very wet rain. It wasn't one of those where Jorgie had to interrupt him just to save him. It was actually Jerry was in the middle of describing a play, and before you could even say the player's name, and I know what happened. I don't think that you could see the numbers because this happens. Many of you have seen games from high above. You can't see the numbers. I'm not kidding. Jorgie sounded exactly like Jerry, just slid into the sentence, literally finished Jerry's sentence of play-by-play, and then Jerry you just started talking again. Like, it was like, I bet you that there were fans that didn't even know that Jorgie slipped in and started talking because you guys just had such a chemistry and just such a similar speech style in calling a game. And I just, the reason I bring up all of you guys' names is I feel like there are probably times where I sound like you, you sound like me, Terry sounds like both of us, Jorgie sounds like all three of us, and no one even knows the difference between the four of us, which I actually think is pretty cool. That was a very long-winded question. It wasn't really a question, but I wanted to tell you that story because I got a real kick out of it, because I had to go back and listen to it again to make sure that you just didn't, like, burp and then your voice changed or something.
No, that's part of... And you're a part of that now. That's part of being a family working together. It's like your family, your brothers and sisters, your mom and dad. You all know each other, and you talk alike and use the same kind of phraseology sometimes. And Jorgie and I don't know if we do it consciously or unconsciously, but we help each other through through our speech. Whatever we're doing, he may be analyzing something and get to a point where you can tell he's looking for a word, and I'll just slip it in and he'll continue on. And he does the same thing for me. And you're a part of it now too. But I have people say, I have people say, wow, I listened to you do that game, or I remember you doing that game. And I'll say, well, no, that was Terry Johns. I was out then. Or, well, actually Joey's doing basketball there. That's not me. And people was like, really? Gosh, you guys all sound alike. I don't know whether that's a compliment or not, but
I was just going to say, I think for me, that's a great compliment. Like, that means that I sound like a pro. For you, it's probably like, wow.
No.
I've come really far back over the years.
I've slipped backwards. Yeah. No, it's a compliment.
Well, thank you. No, I had a lot of fun doing that. I actually listened and listened back to a lot of different things, which was cool for me. All right. Before we talk about some of the other fun things with, like, your happy hour that you did with Rob Mosley, I want to talk to you about that, Jerry. Great moments, great ducks. We're going to talk about that. What's your reaction to all this just noise out there right now, Jerry? I mean, we've talked about this off air. I mean, this is unprecedented. You've been doing this this is a long time that you've been at this job, Jerry, and you've never seen anything like this, have you?
No, you know, not on this scale. I mean, there have been moments, Joey, in my career when something will happen to a player or a coach or a team or in a situation where your stomach just drops out and you just feel horrible or you don't know how you feel. I mean, there have been a lot of those. And the one moment I always go back to that strikes me is the Dennis Dixon moment when he went down and what that meant to a lot of people. But this one has been sort of coming along, and it leaves me with the same sensation of, oh, just a gut punch. I mean, you knew that something might happen, but you're hoping against hope that it wouldn't, and it still might not. And then the reality of, we're talking sports here and what's really going on in America and around the world, the real tragedies. So it kind of puts it in perspective, but I've never been a part of something like this. And it's still kind of like a dream. It's like, is this really happening? I mean, it may take us weeks or months to look back and go, wow, did we live through that?
Well, it started for me in March with one of the most surreal moments of my career, which is the team had just finished their pregame film session, Jerry.
Yes.
And they literally just did, like, okay, it's going to be weird. There's going to be no fans in there, but let's go win this game. And break. It literally not 2 seconds after, like, before they do the break, Director of Men's Basketball Operations, Josh Jamison, comes into the room and says, we're canceled. We're going home. I mean, and then Coach Altman just immediately was like, all right, fellas, well, head back to your rooms and we'll figure out what to do from here. I mean, it was like, that was the surreal moment for me. And so that was in March. I mean, that was 5 months ago. The Pac-12 tournament was
crazy.
Actually, it might have been 5 months to the day ago, which is pretty wild. And here we are still sitting here through this.
No, you really didn't have time to prepare yourself for it. I mean, we knew that it was a pandemic starting and it was bad, but we had no idea where it was going to go. And we knew it was going to impact sports a little bit and the fans. And we're trying to adjust to that. And then suddenly, and particularly for you in the team and the way it happened, it was like, you know, you're sort of getting through this and somebody slaps you in the face when you're not expecting it. It was a shock. It really was a shock.
Yeah, it's odd. Jerry Allen, voice of the Ducks, joining us, kind of unpacking things here, because I have run out of things to say about the fast-moving news cycle and the landscape. I mean, yeah. So, Jerry, open floor.
Yeah. Well, you know, you want to give people answers. I mean, you know, that's sort of what we're here for, and that's what the show has provided for so many years now, and that is talking to the players and talking to the people that are making it all happen and giving you the memories. And so people kind of look forward to you and to the rest of the department and for us to say, hey, here's what's going on. Here's the play-by-play. But we'd be very irresponsible and it wouldn't be right to even try to guess what's going to happen in the next few days. We all read the same things that you read. We all have the same feelings that you have. And we're all hoping and praying that things go well and we get to have a season. But at the same time, maybe it's my age, but I'm more accepting of, okay, if this is the way it's have to be, I'll go with that. We'll make it work and we'll get to the other end of this. So I wish we had more for you, but the reality is we got to wait and see too.
Yeah, I agree. Safety's paramount, and I don't want to dwell on reports that have inaccuracies.
No.
Jerry and I have had a lot of conversations about this over the years off the air because, you know, obviously we're not going to sit here and do a hot take radio show about speculation because that's not what we're going to do on a Duck Insider show that's affiliated so closely with the athletic department.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of the beast. And I'll be honest, and Jerry can maybe even speak to this and probably tell you some stories that I don't even want to remember, that was not the way that I took the approach early on. When I was first starting out of college, it was like, well, no, like, I'm supposed to report, like, get it out there. But that's, you know, that's sometimes not the way that it works. So you've definitely changed the way that I perceive it, my friend. And that's, I think that's an important thing to have happened. Go ahead.
I just got to say you have to. I mean, I talked to Rob Mosley when I was on with him a few weeks ago, and he said the same thing, Joey. He came from the Register Guard where his job was to report the news, report the stories, get the headlines, tell you what's going on, don't hide anything, get it out there. And he said he had to adjust and learn that when he got to the University of Oregon and became an employee of the University of Oregon in the athletic department, mm-hmm. that there was a responsibility to the student athlete and to the staff and the people who work there, a responsibility to let the fans know what's going on up to a certain point. And he said that was hard to adjust to, but he's been remarkable. I think Rob is one of the most phenomenal people that I've ever met in this business, going from where he was at the Guard, who I respected so much what he did, to having to transfer that to the University of Oregon as the editor of the GoDucks.com and be able to disseminate information, walk that fine line. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well said. Couldn't have said it better myself. That's why we get the expert on the air. All right. I want to take a quick time out. When we come back, though, I need a full breakdown of everything that's on your wall. I was really disappointed that you guys didn't get to a full breakdown of the Jerry Allen Quack Cave when you guys did the happy hour, you and Rob. So I want to talk about that. We're going to need a full tour of the inside of your duck room. I know that's what you usually have called it to me, at least in the past. Because I peek an old Duck Insider with Jerry Allen and Jill Savage logo back there, which is absolutely priceless. I loved it when you guys were at the ESPN Zone. So we have to talk about that if you'll stick with us for a minute.
All right.
All right.
Happy to.
He says he's happy to, but in reality, he's like, man, you're really going to make me pick up all this stuff and move it up. It's Jerry Allen, the voice of the Ducks, is joining us. Oh, this okay. I needed that. Look, a lot of noise, a lot of things to ponder and consider. We will do it with a lot of care, and I think maybe delicacy is the best way to handle something like this. Jerry Allen's joining us. I'm Joey Mack. More Duck Insider coming up back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar presents an original that's now maybe even better. Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a delicious Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. And all the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't get Humpty to try a different zero sugar soda again.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, as good as the original, maybe even better.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We're inside the Country Financial Studio. So somebody did, I mean, I thought this was funny. And I need to read it because I think Jerry's going to think it's funny, too, because his hair actually looks about as – well, he doesn't have a lot that grow. He cut all three of them at one point during the quarantine.
Oh. Well, look at the time. I got to be heading out of here. I'll see you later.
Yeah, funny. Jerry Allen joining us, the voice of the Ducks. Comment from Budget Barbecue on YouTube. Joey is going for the COVID-19-inch hairdo. That's pretty good.
Inch, your hair is longer than an inch.
19 inch.
Oh, 19 inch.
I mean, it's getting up there.
Okay, yeah, we'll check in a couple of years. You got a ways to go to get that.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought that was
that is cool.
In
that
a moment, cool. In this landscape, I thought that was about as funny of a joke that I'm going to get. So I've actually gotten more comments on the length of my hair than I think I have about anything else since we went back on the air. I don't know what that says.
Well, I think people are looking for a reason to laugh and poke fun and smile, and that's okay.
Saying my hair looks bad?
No, I think it looks funnier than hell. I'm sorry. It's just...
I guess I walked into that, didn't I? Yeah. I'm out of practice.
It's a big difference from what, you know, you and Jorgie had really short hair, so that's a major difference. Yeah, that's the big deal.
Yeah, the funny thing, I mean, Jerry remembers this. When I was in college, it was probably about this long.
Yeah.
When I was hosting the show, when it had the logo at the time that's behind Jerry in his office right now, it was probably about this long. Okay, so you've got, can you tell that story? I don't know if fans have heard that story, that you've got the old school Duck Insider logo with your name and Jill's name, the ESPN Zone. So that was when you guys did the show down live in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, we actually went to Disneyland and downtown Disney, which is outside of both of the theme parks, and they had the ESPN Zone there. And we called them ahead of time because we're going to be down there for the bowl game and said, hey, we would love to be able to do our show. Told them what our show was from the ESPN Zone. And they said, you know, hey, that'll work. You know, ducks are a known commodity. It'd be a lot of fun. So they set us up in their little studio, and we got down there, and they had those signs made. And I felt like, wow, we've arrived. And then when we got there, we realized we really hadn't arrived. We were still from Eugene, Oregon, doing a little radio show, and that was it. So, but it was a lot of fun. And that's a great memory. And Jill was just tremendous.
What else do you have on the wall in the duck cave?
Oh, man.
And how often does it change?
You know, it doesn't change, Joey. You can't really see, but up on top there is a big cardboard cutout of the 100 years of Oregon football.
Oh,
and
nice.
The post office did an envelope with the postmark and everything up on there for the centennial celebration. And I got that and then a little envelope. I've, you know, football helmets and posters and just stuff, you know. It's just you've got a bunch of stuff like that. Stuff.
You know, the funny thing, so part of the reason I bring this up is, as you know, Jerry, I don't know if I've really talked about this too much on the show. My wife and I renovated like the whole first floor of our house during the I'm going to call it my sabbatical. That's what I've been calling it, is my sabbatical.
Yeah.
So we actually redid some of my den, and I actually don't have a lot of like Oregon stuff up in my house because it's all here on the desk.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like most of the stuff that I've accumulated over the years is actually sitting here in front of me, or it's down here somewhere underneath the desk. Like that, because the idea was, you know, this way people can see all the cool stuff, which is kind of a, I don't know, I've always thought that was a cool aspect. Yeah. So
I've got, you know, the Kenny Wheaton pick, and I've got the fog ball up behind me, Kirk Herbstreit and Jorge and I've got this stuff all over this room. And then all of my passes from, you know, media passes and credentials. And then I got to looking for some things that I don't have up. And I realized I've probably given away as much as I have here, you know, to family and friends. So, you know, there's a lot of memories on the walls in here, and they're all great.
Yeah.
They're all great.
I've done the same thing with my, I've got a credential, I don't know, what do you call that, Scott? A credential pegboard over there somewhere. Yeah. It's here in the studio.
Yeah.
It's there's some pictures there, like Scott pointed out, where my hair is longer than it is now. So just wait, everybody.
Hey, look, I had hair down to my shoulders when I was a DJ back in the 70s and 80s. So.
And how old were you then?
I was 40. Yeah, 38.
So I've got 13 years to catch up.
Oh, and you will. If you're a man, you'll let it go.
I don't think that mine will grow down. It just grows out.
You've got that natural afro look that,
yes,
that this, yeah, it's, yeah, that's great. That's a good look.
Thank you.
I think that'll be awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, tell us a little bit about the happy hour that you with Robin. If you guys missed any of these, the happy hour is sponsored by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. They were great. Rob did a great job talking kind of more long form with various members of the athletic department. Jerry did one with Rob talking about some of your favorite calls. And I thought it was interesting when Rob asked you, like, so how do some of these calls happen? Like, do you think about things ahead of time? Do you not? I just thought it was kind of fun to talk about more of the, I guess, the behind the scenes and the workings of a broadcast. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really, I think a lot of people think there's more to it and that a lot more thought goes into a broadcast as far as the actual game play-by-play than there does. And I listen to you. I know. I don't think you sit around and think, okay, I got to come up with this cool phrase. When this happens, I can say that. I don't hear you doing that. It's all natural. When it happens, it's whatever happens to come out. That's what comes out. And so, yeah, I hadn't really thought about that till he asked me that. But the one thing I didn't do on that hour, and we talked, the toughest part was we got like 35, 40 minutes, break it down and give me like five or six. Holy cow. How do you break down some of the greatest plays in Oregon football and basketball history into four or five plays?
Well, ask Scott Phillips, because he made your tribute video when you – that took Scott
that was
so long.
Oh, and it was all time. I mean, I teared up big time when I saw that the first time.
Yeah, but that was great.
The one thing I didn't do, and I wish I had taken time to do it with Rob, is thank the people who – make us who we are and make us appreciated the way we are by fans. And that is what used to be known as sports information. And Dave Williford, Steve Hellier, Jamie Clund, the ones I started out with, and then through the years, and now Patrick and Todd Miles, the entire department who supports us, John Lundquist. I didn't mention John. I mean, he's such a key part of what we do with the football broadcast. You know that with the stats that we use. It makes it sound like we know, you know, holy cow, that's his 19th carry, and he's got 147 yards. You know, that's not something we keep in our heads, John. So all the people behind the scenes, Terry Johns, we can't do what we do. You can't do what you do. I couldn't if it weren't for those people. I mean, so I didn't thank them enough.
Well, it's all about the team, right?
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. You know what? Scott just said it. You know what I always say, Jerry? It takes a village. It takes a village.
Indeed it does.
It really does. No, that was great, though. I really enjoyed it, and I wanted to mention that. And, folks, if you missed them, you can find them on the various Oregon team Facebook pages and also on the Go Ducks YouTube, which you might be watching Duck Insider on right now. Jerry, you also did, or you're pointing at me. It's like you got to say.
Well, something. I was just going to say Kenny Farr. Kenny Farr is Kenny's the best great. One. He's my hero.
Yeah.
He is my hero.
No offense to Jerry, but I have said this before that Kenny Farr is Grants Pass finest.
He's actually from Hidden Valley High School. So Jerry, Merlin. He's Merlin's. He's the best Merlin's ever had.
Really likes to point that out. Hey, but you know what, though? The reason that Kenny's got one up on you in my mind is that he's a Giants fan.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, Kenny's a Giants fan.
Football. He's a New York Giants fan?
That would be Jorgie.
Oh. Who won the game last night? I wasn't watching.
We don't need to talk about it. We don't.
I know. Hey, you brought it up.
I know. I did. Jerry Allen joining us, the voice of the Ducks. All right. So you did also, and we're going to play these over the next, Scott, I don't know. We've been producing the show on like a day-by-day basis here. But we've got Jake Hansen, Kellen Clemens, might be able to do a few more. You did some long-form interviews, Jerry, over the summer with some of those pro Ducks and former Ducks. I mean, I thought it was cool just to hear some of those stories. And particularly, I was listening to the Kellen Clemens one before we play it on the show. And fans, you're going to really enjoy this. I think they're going to be great. Kellen was joking about how he's long-winded. And I thought it was great, Jerry, catching up with Kellen Clemens. Tell us a little bit about that and what fans are going to hear coming the next, week or so.
Kellen Clemens is a country boy. He's a farm boy from the east side. And he's just a good old boy. He really is. Highly intelligent, good old boy, but he has always been one of my favorites. And anytime we've had a chance to get together, text each other, talk on the phone, we have, and he's been to a couple of the functions that we've done for preseason. And it's just, he's a treat. So I knew that when we started talking that we would get going and we could have spent the whole afternoon. And we got about 30 or 40 minutes into it. And I'm thinking, okay, we got to wrap this up. I think Scott was recording it, and I get to see him going, hey, you know, we got to get out of here. I got dinner to do. I want to get to bed tonight. But Kellen and I could have talked all day long. He's just one of those guys you feel like you can sit back, have a beer, and relive his past and tell him about your past. And he's a special human being.
Yeah, it was cool to see those interviews. We're going to do that with Jake Hansen, Kellen Clemens coming up as Jerry did those interviews over the summer. Well, Jerry, I could talk to you forever. This has been great to catch up with you. I wanted to be able to have you on and talk a little bit about everything that's going on. And then, you know, the news cycle being what it is, it gave us a few things to ponder, but not a whole lot of actual concrete decisions. So when we have those, we'll probably have Jerry on again to help us break it all down. And hopefully it's all going to end up being positive news at the end of it. Right, Jerry?
Well, eventually it's going to end up positive. We don't know how we're going to get to that positive aspect of it and to the end of it, but eventually it will be. And as I said when I started, Joey, we'd be irresponsible to tell you what we think is going to happen or it's going to happen. That's not up to us. We're like you. We're going to hear it when you hear it, and we'll get the information out there. We just cross our fingers and hope it's for all the right reasons, and that, again, we'll get there. We're going to get there. It may take us a little bit. We're going to get there.
I know fans are just as anxious as we are to get back to that state of normalcy. But, look, safety is going to be at the top of everybody's list who are making these decisions, and that is how it should be. Yes. And that's the only way that these things should be determined. So he's the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen. We're going to talk with him again, I'm sure. I'm going to try and get Jorgie on, talk a little bit about a few different things over the next couple weeks. We've got a lot to get to on Duck Insider. And this rapid, I will say, though, in this rapid changing landscape, Jerry, it's getting hard to book guests more than like an hour in advance.
Well, that's how quickly things are changing.
I know.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
It's like but, live.
Hey, we're going to be there for you. We'll always
good.
Be there for you.
That's good. I'm glad. It's not just me. It's not just you and me, Scott. We're no. It takes a village. Yes. It takes a village.
Yeah, you give me a call. I'll get back to you. Not sure when, but I'll get back to you.
Jerry Allen, voice of the Ducks. Hey, here's to a face-to-face meeting sooner than later because yes. I'm ready for my dinner.
Oh, okay. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day. Go Ducks.
He just dropped the mic. He dropped the mic and then walked away. Well, all right. That was fun. That was that was great. When we come back, God, I really thought that it was going to be like a serious show today. You know, so much is going
His
on.
Camera's still active. He's just gone.
Yeah, I really thought that it was just going to be a like kind of a serious and downer show, but leave it to Jerry to give us some of those positive vibes. Speaking of positive vibes, we have some for you, courtesy of Women in Flight, coming up. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, back inside the Country Financial Studio, next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry. It's all under control. Now for the best part. Pepsi. That's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is going to love this one.
Locally owned, Bigfoot Beverages is proud to support the Oregon Ducks. Go Ducks. Drink Pepsi.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up. Mom, 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 mom. Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle
can we get
up.
Some ice cream?
Everybody buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well, we're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, live from the Country Financial Studio. You know, look, there's a lot going on, and I wish that we had definitive answers for everything, and unfortunately, we don't. I did see somebody ask about, you know, what could happen with season ticket holders, and if the season gets moved around and canceled, what's going to happen? And you know, I'll just echo what Rob Mullins said, New Oregon Athletic Director, on Friday, that, you know, look, we just don't know. There's still so many different scenarios and variables and options that we just don't know. But Rob said it on Friday, and Scott was taking notes diligently the whole time, so he can correct me if I'm wrong here. Look, the Ducks are going to do it the right way. If you need a refund, you need a refund. That's just the way that it's going to work. And Rob said that if it really comes down to it, that's what will happen. And that's just the right way to do things. So I don't mean to discount by us trying to have a little bit of fun on the show. And, you know, I joke about positivity and willing it into existence, all these things. I don't mean to downplay what's happening. I know that there's a lot of people that have very strong opinions about this. But look, there's people that are a lot smarter than me that have to make some very difficult decisions. And I don't envy them. I think we can all agree with that. But safety has to be the number one priority. It has to be. And it is. I think the Ducks, as I can sit here and speak to just my experience working at Oregon, Ducks are doing everything they can to do this the right way. Today's show brought to you by Shadow Hills Country Club, your family resort, just minutes from home. Call for a tour today. Time for your Cafe Yum two-minute drill as we take a look at what's gone on around the sporting landscape. Thought this was really cool. You talk about some local sports angles. Blazers are looking solid in the NBA to keep playing right now. Dame went off and scored 51. He also took down Skip Bayless on Twitter today, which really made my morning. I got to say, though, I think Duck fans are probably, who are also Blazer fans, still a little conflicted about this because the Grizzlies have not played well in the bubble. So that might mean Dylan Brooks doesn't get to keep playing in the bubble. So we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be pretty intriguing with that play-in scenario for the NBA. How about Colin Morikawa winning the PGA Championship? What a great Sunday. That was great for golf. Great viewing. And back the pack. He's a Cal Golden Bear. Back the pack. One cool pro duck update for you, as a lot of them participated over the weekend. Denver and Toronto will play in the NBA bubble on Friday. I was talking to Greg Walker, sports information director for men's basketball, about this. It's going to be the first time that Bol Bol and Chris Boucher are going to play each other. So if you'll remember, a big reason why Bol committed to Oregon was the success of Chris Boucher in Oregon's offensive and defensive sets. That's just kind of a cool matchup at the pro level to see those guys working out. And by the way, just another note on professional sports as we continue all to try to figure out what's going to happen with college sports. The bubbles continue to work, and this is, I think, a positive sign. I think everybody can agree that as few positive tests that we get, it's more positive for everybody, right? National Women's Soccer League, zero positive tests over their month-long tournament thus far. The MLS has had zero positive tests over about the past month from Orlando after they had some initial issues. Now they've got zero tests for nearly a month. The NHL has had back-to-back reports of zero positive tests inside both of their hubs. And the WNBA and the NBA both with zero positive tests as well. It's working. Doing things the right way, it's working. And I know that I didn't mention the MLB. Obviously, the Cardinals having their issues, Miami as well. But remember, Commissioner Larry Scott for the Pac-12 was asked about the bubble idea and how baseball's had some issues. Other leagues haven't had as many issues. And Larry Scott did say that it wouldn't work for college football, just wouldn't be practical. So I know a lot of fans are wondering, well, Joe, you're going through all these different reasons to have a bubble. Maybe you do that for football. And Commissioner Scott did say that he just didn't think that that was a realistic possibility. Two-minute drill, always brought to you by Cafe Yum restaurants throughout Oregon and Washington, serving Northwest-inspired catering and takeout for your next gathering or meeting. Menus, cafeyum.com. That was great, though, catching up with Jerry. You know, it was funny. I talked to Jerry today, and I'll just be honest with you all fans. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out how to do all this. I mean, I'm usually going through the depth chart right now, right? Like, what's the depth chart going to look like? Or organizational chart? See, I'm out of practice still. But, you know, we just don't know what things are going to look like. And there's a lot of noise, a lot of reports out there. Let's just hope that we can all get some clarity moving in the positive direction. I think that's important. But talking about those positive vibes, this was great from Oregon Women in Flight. So they tweeted out today, you can follow them on Twitter, the Oregon Women in Flight Twitter account, that we can't wait for the next jet-setting experience. I love this. Through your donations, we've been able to provide four teams with unforgettable adventures. So Oregon Women's Basketball went to Europe in 2016. Oregon Women's Lacrosse went to Australia in 2017. Got to surf out there down under. Oregon soccer went to China in 2017. I remember talking with them, with that team about that. Just such an amazing experience. And then Oregon volleyball went to Europe in 2019. Just four examples of how donors have made a huge difference for student athletes here at Oregon. And I thought that it was just great. On a Monday morning with so much sadness around what's going to potentially happen and all the ifs, ands, buts, and we don't knows and just what the heck's going to happen, I just thought it was cool to have some of those memories about all the cool experiences that student athletes have gained because of the generosity of donors. That's what it's all about. Just makes you feel better, doesn't it? I'm Joey Mack at Stuck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Finishing up today's show, tell you what we're going to do on the show tomorrow when we're back inside the Country Financial Studio next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Today's show brought to you by Jackson's. Stop by your neighborhood Jackson's for all your game day essentials with everyday specials on game day necessities. You'll have everything you need for the big game. Go Ducks! Thanks to our friends at Jackson's. So, I've been really enjoying the return of live sports. I think all of us have. This past weekend, and we talked about this on Friday, was just great. I mean, you had NHL, you had MLB, you had NBA, you had WNBA. And you had a great PGA championship. Here's hoping that college football can safely get back to that. College sports in general. I think that when the show rolls around tomorrow, we'll probably have had another whirlwind of a 24 hours, at least for people who work in Scott and I's industry and John's industry, Jerry's industry, really every fan out there. We'll have some more clarity, we hope. But if we don't, that also doesn't surprise me. So fans, I ask for patience, as Rob Mullins did on Friday. It's not my place on this show to have all the hot takes and break everything down and speculate. That's just not what we're going to do. And, you know, to be honest, I think that in this landscape, patience is probably a good thing. I think patience is a, was it that your grandpa always used to tell you? Patience is a virtue. Yeah. I've heard that a time or two in my life, being an impatient person that I am. So we'll see. Maybe we should just remember that Jerry Allen mic dropped on the show today. He actually did mic drop on the show, which really, I guess I'm not surprised. It's very on brand for Jerry. Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's a Monday. What a whirlwind. Scott Phillips, John Essick. I'm Joey Mack. We'll see you tomorrow, we think.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.